Welcome to the Balance Love Life Business Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you the amazing Mr. Chris Salem. Chris, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. Hi, my name is Chris Salem. I'm a life and business strategist, and today we are going to be talking about being mindful for sustainable success in your business and also your personal life. So when you look at mindful, what comes to mind? You know, ask yourself, what does that mean to you? And a lot of times people have different opinions or different explanations. Some people will say that it's being in the moment, it's being clear, it's knowing what your purpose is and where you're going. And those are all right answers. So there's really no right and wrong. But the reality is, how many people are actually truly living and operating their business being mindful? So again, you know, being mindful is being in the moment. It's having clarity, and it's the ability to serve your purpose, capitalizing on your strengths in the present moment. But again, you know, look at your current situation and ask yourself, Are you where you want to be right now in your business? Could you take your business to another level? Do you truly believe in your capabilities that you can get to where you are now to where you want to go? This could also apply to your personal life. Are you looking to release weight? Is your health on the decline and you're looking to restore balance? Your relationships, whether it be business or personal, are they strained or are they thriving? So really be honest about where you are. So when it comes to being mindful, one of the important things in the first step into becoming mindful is to be aware. To be aware of where you are now. What's going on in your business? What's going on in your life? And truly being honest about where you are. So if you're not where you want to be, don't try to convince yourself that you really are ahead when you're really not. Because a lot of times our ego can really play tricks on us and convince us that it's the truth that we are ahead of where we really are in reality. So it's very important to be aware, but be very honest and truthful of where you're at. Doesn't mean you have to share it with the world, but you're sharing it with yourself. Write it down. Once you're able to determine that you're not where you want to be, there could be a problem or a challenge somewhere that's holding you back. We don't know what that challenge is. So you may not even know what it is, but it's okay. You don't need to know at this point in time. But knowing that you're aware of where you're not at this point, is that a turn that you're going to begin the process to find the problem. So here's the thing I want to make very clear to people that are listening. When you're becoming mindful, you're going to learn in time by embracing the process, focusing on the process, not the outcome, but the process itself to truly experience it, that in due time, with some of the steps I'm going to cover with you, you're going to resolve the root cause to the challenge, whether if you realize you have one or not, because it's more likely in your subconscious mindset. And then once the problem has been resolved, truthfully, from your subconscious mindset, you'll be able to find the solution moving forward. Again, this can be for business, your career, wellness, relationships, all of the above. Doesn't matter. It's being focused on the process. So the key here is, number one, we already know that we're aware that something's not working. Two, we're going to identify what the problem is. So we need to accept where we are right now. We're starting here now. We're in the present moment. Something's not working. It's okay. Accept it. Doesn't mean that you're going to accept that that's going to be permanent, because we're accepting the fact where we're at at this point, but we're going to move forward to identify the problem so we can operate within the solution. So how do you go about finding the problem? Does it just come to you when you go to bed at night and just one day you wake up and it's just there? More likely not. But there is a process that can get you there to get the subconscious mindset to begin talking or aligning with your conscious mindset. And I'm going to share a story about this here in a few minutes so this all makes sense. So one of the things you're going to want to do every morning, and this should become a daily habit for the rest of your life, is wake up and take 15 minutes to meditate. You don't have to be some guru. You don't have to be an expert at meditating. We're not like you don't have to be like one of the yogis in Nepal. This is just simply sitting upright, breathing in deeply, exhaling slowly, and being in the present moment, focusing on your breath, focusing maybe perhaps on some quiet meditation music to get your mindset at ease. Because in time, when you're able to truly get into the rhythm of meditation and you're able to calm the brain, you're calming your mindset, you're allowing the subconscious mind for the first time to really start talking to your conscious mindset to reveal where this potential problem can be. Now, many people will ask, well, what usually is the problem? The problem, usually the root cause, usually more likely ties back to your childhood, usually to a parent. Could be a father, a mother, some type of authoritative figure in your life at that time. So it could be a grandfather, grandmother, that sort of thing. But it was that person, for some reason, that just had a major influence over you, whether if it was good or bad. And many times, if it is bad, it's not intentional. They had good intention, but for some reason, it didn't play out that way. So we talked about awareness, right? We talked about acceptance. So the key is during this process, we don't know how long it's going to take. This could take 3 months, it could take you 2 or 3 years. But somewhere in the middle that you're going to fall when you're going to find your problem. It's how committed you are to the process to find it. So from there, what you're going to want to do is after you meditate, you're going to want to journal. You're going to write down exactly what comes to mind following your meditation. Doesn't matter if it's the craziest thing in the world. Write it down. Write exactly what comes to mind. Don't analyze it. Don't overthink it. Just write it down. Write down how you feel at that point. Some of you might feel relaxed for the first time in a long time. Or you might feel some unresolved anger, shame, guilt, envy, jealousy, whatever the case may be, any combination thereof. There could be joy and peace there too. Happiness. Write it down. And you ask, Chris, why am I writing this down? Because when you get into daily meditation, you begin to write down what comes to mind without analyzing it and how you feel. In time, you're going to be able to look back at the trend and track where this problem could originate. Because you're looking at it now from a third-party perspective. It's you looking at you. But this way, you're not really looking at you. You're almost like another person looking at yourself. Because now what you have that capability of doing that because you're operating in the present moment with more clarity. See, when you get into a daily rhythm of meditation and writing down how you feel, writing down what comes to mind, clarity comes. And when you have clarity is when the mind begins to open. And when the mind begins to open, the subconscious mind reveals its secrets to you. It reveals the problem. It'll reveal the solution thereafter. This is where you're going to be able to truly identify where the root cause is. There might be several causes, but it'll all trace back to the root cause. Once you're able to release and resolve the root cause and the negative emotions tied to it, is when you've truly resolved it. You'll know it when something that would normally trigger those emotions, when it does happen, the experience with that emotion will last probably seconds, and then it just dissipates instead of lingering because you're still operating out of the problem. So you'll know that you're up now, you've cleared out the problem when that doesn't hang around. It kind of comes and goes and it's out of the picture. Recap: awareness, acceptance, meditation, journaling. These are going to be the key steps to resolving the root cause. You're going to continue this for the rest of your life because this is going to serve you to keep you clear. Now, when you become clear, a lot of things are going to happen. You're going to begin now to see the solution. You're going to begin to see for the first time who you really are. What is your true purpose? You'll have a clear picture of where you want to go. And from that clear picture, you're going to be able to become more decisive in making decisions that are going to take you there. You're not going to be waffling or overanalyzing things. Because when you do that, you're operating out of the problem. When you become more decisive, what ends up happening from there? You're able then to take action. You're able to take massive action towards the goals that are necessary, coupled with the daily habits and disciplines that you're going to adopt throughout this process to get you to where you want to be. Now, again, when you're clear, you're going to become more decisive. You're going to be in the present moment. And in the present moment, anxiety is minimized or cannot exist. And when you minimize anxiety or feeling anxious, procrastination now cannot take hold. Procrastination is a byproduct of being anxious. It's projecting something into the future that hasn't happened, but yet you project it to be the truth, like it has happened. When you're in the present moment and coming from clarity as a result of what we just talked about, you've minimized that or actually eliminated it because you're in the present moment moving forward. So let me give you a story that will kind of paint the picture. Actually, I'd like to give you two stories. I had a gentleman that came to me about a year ago. And this was a gentleman that was already successful. He was a six-figure earner in sales, selling six-figure deals. And he came to me because he seemed like, you know, hey, my life is going well. I'm married, got kids. My career is going well. I'm making great money. But you're just something personal about where I'm at, where I don't think I'm operating at the top of my game. I could really take this up a notch. And I asked him what he meant by that. He said, well, you know, I'm doing six-figure deals, but I know I can do a seven-figure deal, but for some reason, it just doesn't seem to happen, no matter what I do. And I said, how important is this to you? Well, it's important. I said, is it about the money? No. It's about, well, of course, I mean, money's nice, but it's really about just knowing that I have that capability of doing that, that I know I'm capable of doing more. I want to reach my better self. That was his goal. And that was a good answer because he was coming now out of not ego. He wasn't putting the money first. Money was the byproduct of the process that he committed to. So I began to walk him through this process that we just talked about. You know, being aware, accepting where he was at, the meditation, the journaling, getting clear. And it was during this process, I remember him revealing something that had not come up in the first 6-7 weeks we were together. He told me he remembers when he was a kid, his dad would always be behind the backstop, cheering him on, but yet critiquing them on how he stood in the batter's box. Your feet are, you know, your legs are not wide enough. You're not holding the bat the correct way. You know, drive from the hip. Those types of things. Nothing bad. It was all good, you know, good intention to help his son swing the bat correctly, to make better contact that would result in more on bases and scoring runs. However, flash forward as an adult, that critiquing did have an impact on this individual. He didn't realize it. He loved his dad. He thought his dad, he had his dad on the highest pedestal you can possibly imagine. But what he didn't realize is that during this process, he had passive anger towards his father at the subconscious mindset. That's why he didn't know, because we only can only feel that at the conscious level. Once he was able to identify he had passive anger, he was able to release that and then in time find the solution to move forward to go towards the goal that he desired, doing seven-figure deals. Now, just imagine, again, here was an individual when he was doing a six-figure deal, when he was on the brink of doing a seven-figure deal, something in him would trigger something that would freeze him, to prevent him to doing that seven-figure deal. He didn't even realize what was going on. This was the reason. Because it was like his dad behind the backstop saying, you got to do this, this, and this. And his reaction was to kind of just retreat, to kind of just stop there and not move forward. Didn't even realize it. So hopefully that story kind of resonates with you. So that paints a picture of what we're talking about here. So I'd like to use another story. And this is more from a wellness standpoint. I had a gentleman 4 years ago came to me for a different goal. He wanted to release 50 pounds. He had tried every program you can imagine. Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, you name it. He would have some minor success and then the weight would come up right back. So you ask yourself, why was that the case? He was eating well on those programs. He put the nutrition first, then the exercise. Isn't that how you're supposed to do it? I said, yeah, he got, you know, 2 and 3 right, but he didn't have the right mindset. He was operating out of the problem, not the solution. The mindset first, then the nutrition, then the exercise. He had the mind, there was no mindset even involved here. He was looking for the short-term fix, the short-term solution. Does not exist. You are your only solution. Products and services can be good, but they're only going to complement what you do to operate in the solution. Only you can be that. So we went through the same process. Had a wonderful family, great, you know, family life, no major issues, nothing, mother, father, that type of thing, brother and sister. But I remember him, again, about 7-8 weeks into our program, him telling me, well, I remember when I was a kid, my mom said I used to have to finish my plate because kids in Africa were starving. Then he went on to talk about something else. And I said, right there, there's your root cause. He didn't know what I meant by that. And I said, your mom. She says, my mom was great. She did everything for us. And I said, okay, and I knew I had to kind of, you know, get it out there for him. So I said, was your mother slightly dominant in any way? And he thought about it, and then finally he froze. Because his subconscious mindset now, it triggered something that he did harbor some passive anger towards his mother, not even realizing it. Because his mother did everything. She ran the household. She paid the bills. She was the breadwinner in the family. The father was passive. She did everything for her kids. She even tied my client's shoes till he was 14. So can you kind of get the picture here? The picture is that it wasn't his fault. She thought she was doing right, but she enabled my client his whole life. So as he went into adulthood, he basically didn't have to really do much because he had everything done for him. The passive anger in the subconscious mindset was a form of control to mask that. That's why he overate, not even realizing what he did. Now, another thing that came up later, which was not identified as a problem, was that he had been in the same job for 20 years and really got nowhere. Again, because he had been enabled, there was no need to really come out of his comfort zone to take on new responsibility, to really make his strength come to life so that would elevate him in his career to make more money. He was enabled, thus why he carried the weight, and that's why he got nowhere in his career. So that being said, he had to go through this process to fully release that passive anger and resentment towards his mother that he didn't realize he had, and to adopt the solution, the daily habits and behaviors and disciplines that would get him to release the weight, also to get him out of his comfort zone to make his strengths come to life, to elevate himself in his career. All of that happened over a 2-3 year period. He's 50 pounds less. and he's making three times the amount of money that he was making at that time when he came to see me. This process does work. Now, we haven't talked about the back end of this, and we have about 5 minutes that I'm going to share with you, about 4 minutes here. Once you're operating in the solution, you now have to have a game plan. And not just like a long-term goal, but you need to have a life and business plan that has to be very specific. No, I'll try. No, I want. I will. It's got to be firm. There's got to be a time constraint. There's got to be absolutes everywhere in your goal. Nothing can be vague. But even more importantly is that you want to break down that long-term life and business goal. They're harmonious together, working together in harmony. You need to break them down into smaller attainable goals daily. Because folks, success and growth come with the process, not the outcome. Too many people are focused on the outcome. And when they're focused on the outcome, they become complacent. They get distracted. Procrastination sets in and derails them. But if you focus on the process, coming out of your comfort zone a little bit each, at a higher level each week, focused on smaller attainable goals, in time, you've set that time constraint, let's say 2 years, you're going to arrive to that goal that you exactly defined for yourself. But you have to commit to that process. Smaller attainable goals, committing yourself to the process, not the outcome. Very, very important. Now, along the way, you need to invest in yourself. When I say invest in yourself, that means taking care of yourself. I mean balance, taking care of your body, taking care of your mindset, taking care of your finances, investing in resources that are going to improve upon your strengths, not your weaknesses, your strengths. Focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. Let somebody else help you there. Too many of us focus on our weaknesses, not our strengths. Magnify it. Take it to another level. Invest in resources that are going to improve your better self to where the goal that you define for yourself and where you want to be. Focus on that and commit to that process. The process, 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 not the outcome. Another thing that's going to be important is being accountable every step of the way. So accountability starts from day one and never ends. Get an accountability partner each week. Talk to that person two or three times a week. Get an accountability group. It's going to keep you grounded. It's going to keep you focused on the process, not the outcome, to operate within the solution for the rest of your life and the rest of the time that you're in that business or in your career. Accountability is crucial for sustainable success at the next level. Again, the recap again is when you're mindful and learn how to be mindful in the moment, there's opportunity all around you. You're able to be more decisive, making decisions that are going to put you in a better situation. You're going to focus more on your strengths. You're going to deliver more value. And the more value you offer, the more income you're going to make, the more balance you're going to have in your life, better health, better wellness. So being mindful plays a major role in improving the quality of your life and business. Take it seriously. You don't need to learn this stuff overnight. Be aware that something's not working and make a commitment today to take responsibility that you are the solution. You are the problem, but you are also the solution. Take the steps now to fulfill your purpose and be who you are. Thank you.